Hello, everyone, and welcome to So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. My name is Ryan, the podcaster, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host and fiance, Ashley. Ashley, how are you doing?
Still pretty tired from the weekend.
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, had a fabulous Jack and Jill.
Okay. You sound so fake. We'll get back to that. As you can't tell, we're joined by a couple of guests. I'm going to start from youngest to oldest with Katie, Ashley's younger sister, who is part of the bridal party. She's a bridesmaid. Katie, how's it going?
I'm good.
I'm so jealous that you're on summer break.
I know.
I had to go to work today like a sucker.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
Loser.
Enjoy it while you can. And I'm also joined by Ashley's mother.
Okay.
The mother-in-law, as I will refer to her in the future.
I'm not the normal mother-in-law.
What's a normal mother-in-law?
Evil.
Oh. So we'll just move on from that, and we'll just jump right into it. Since we've got Anne-Marie here, we haven't done a show in over a month, and in the last month we were at Jackie's wedding, who's not here. I'm trying to get her on to talk about her wedding, but she'll be on in the future, I'm sure, but Jackie's wedding was great, and I wanted to know, we'll let Jackie kind of talk about her wedding. If she found out that you came on here to talk about Jackie's wedding, she would probably kill me.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, so we'll let her give since it's been a month, we'll let her sort of discuss what it's like to get married. And then maybe we'll learn a few things, like, do we jump out now? Do we see how it goes?
Thanks.
Ashley's going to kill me. But how does it feel, Anne-Marie, to be a mother of two kids that are getting married in the same year?
Well, I tell you, I'm...
Besides being
very, very stressed.
You're stressed. Have you seen my to-do list?
Have you seen mine?
No. Do you have one?
Yes, I do. Oh. Ashley gives me stuff to do all the time.
What? What have you asked her to do?
Well, lately I have to find pictures of her as she's growing up so she can have for the wedding.
The ugly thing.
Hey! We got to go out to Trent. We got to go
and
take a look to see how everything's going to be.
So why isn't Rudy doing some of this?
He's like me. Why does he ever... He doesn't do anything like that.
Oh, come on.
No, he doesn't.
So it feels busy. Were you excited when you're like one down, one to go kind of thing?
Yeah, and I thought I had time to breathe, but you just... It's so overwhelming all the time that it takes. And you think, oh, I got another 3 weeks to do something. And it just... Time just gets away with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to fit everything all in.
Well, we have 2 months. Do you feel like that's enough to get everything that we need to get done?
Yeah, I think I still gotta find my dress.
You better get on that.
So what do you mean you have to find your dress?
I have to find my dress.
If I asked Rudy, like if I called him up live on the podcast and he picked up the phone, he didn't screen my call, and he says, "What do you want?" And I go, "Well, I wanna know, does your wife have a dress in her closet that she could wear to the wedding?" What do you think his answer would be?
Oh, let's not go there.
What was it? What would his answer be?
Yes. She's got plenty of dresses in that fucking closet.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so what kind of dress are you looking for?
I'm looking for a red dress.
Of course. So that Ashley didn't want you to have like a bridesmaid dress?
You can have a matching dress.
I can't have a matching dress.
No.
It has to go with a theme, but it
the
still has
bride.
To be the mother of the bride.
So what did you wear to Jackie's wedding?
A dress.
Jeez, we get it. She's old. Stop.
50.
What did you wear to Jackie's wedding? Blue dress?
No, it was a purple dress.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was that long ago. You forget.
The beers were $2 a pop. And I don't remember much after the ceremony. No, I remember a lot. There was cupcakes, and I believe I hurt your daughter. I stepped on her toe. That's true. Well, good practice, right? Well, that's entertaining, to say the least. So you're excited. So come October, you'll be like, you'll sit Katie and Adriana down, and you'll say, you two aren't allowed to get married for at least another 10 years.
Okay.
At least. And they have to spread it out. They can't do this, what Ashley and Jacqueline has done for me.
We kind of planned it. We're like, how can we piss off Anne-Marie?
Yeah, you guys really did.
We just said, you know what we'll do? We'll get married within 3 months of each other.
Yep. It was planned out. I know it was. They've been working on this for years.
Is that true?
Not really.
Not really? It just sort of happened that way. I don't know. Well, that's good. We'll, again, like I said, we'll have Jackie and Mitch on to talk about their wedding, and they're loving it. We just saw them on the weekend. But before we get into that, let's give people an update on what we've been doing. The reason we haven't recorded a show is we've been so busy. So let's run down all the shit we've been doing. And when I say shit, that's just me. Can't think of a better word for it. So first up, you got your wedding dress, finally. It's in the closet. I have to dodge it every time I go for toilet paper.
No peeking.
Yeah, why would I? It's not good. Yeah, I don't want to peek. And then bridesmaid dresses. You got those in the mail. Katie, did you get yours yet?
No. Not yet. I'm still waiting on that one.
You ordered them online?
No, in store. The thing is, when we went to go pay, we paid for Caitlin's first, so we don't know why it's still waiting on it. I think hers would be the first to arrive.
Now, did you guys... Now, I wasn't there, obviously, because, like, it actually involves trying dresses on, right? So that would be kind of weird if I was there. But what is the process of these bridesmaids' dresses? Is it the same as getting, like, a wedding dress?
No, it's trickier. Because
you've got to keep everybody happy, and you've got four of them, and you got to make sure everyone is happy.
So, but, like, that's the complete opposite of what's going to happen for, like, the guys. Like, we're going to go to Moore's, and we're going to say, this is what we want. They're going to get suited up, and then, like, boom, we did it. Let's go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. That easy.
You guys have it so easy. You need to realize it.
I think we're going to go with red bow ties.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. She's allowed.
She can't burp.
This is unedited. We don't edit.
She cannot burp in a podcast.
Well, I can burp if I want to burp.
She's single.
Free world.
Yeah, so you got your bridesmaid dress. Now, did it take a lot of work to get you all to agree on something?
No.
No, it's pretty easy.
As soon as you walked in the store, you're like, boom, we want that one.
Yeah. That's good.
And you couldn't get it.
Except for when we wanted the long version, and they said it couldn't come till after the wedding. So we made a quick decision to get the shorter ones. But they'll be lovely.
Short dresses? Like, say when should I
stop?
Me,
length.
I bend over, you can see my buttocks.
Well.
Really? That doesn't sound good. Right?
You won't be able to twerk in that dress.
Flaunt it if you got it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. That's the Jack and Jill. We're going through the boring stuff first, I guess. Wedding bands. We got our wedding bands. That was interesting.
It was pretty quick, though.
Well, for you, because it's like, I already did all the hard work. You already got, like, the bling picked out. You just go and find the other bling that matches that said bling.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is the one I want. And I'm still, like, hemming and hawing over wedding bands. I didn't get a traditional wedding band. I'm not going to say what I got, because that would spoil the surprise. But I didn't get, like, a gold or silver ring. I got, like, a tungsten, right?
I don't know.
No.
I don't
know
what it's called. Cobalt.
No, that wasn't it. Anyways, it's a dark color. It's not a traditional, like, wedding band, and I think that's cool. I wanted to get something different. I didn't want to have another gold ring. You don't want to be like a pimp.
What up?
Yeah. Something we don't have on the list, but we should mention, and that we'll probably have on the podcast in the future via an online interview, is that we have an MC now. Ashley, why don't you explain what we were going to do before?
Nah, it's okay.
She does that every
time.
Come on, Ashley, go ahead.
Go.
But
it's your choice.
It's my choice.
That was your choice. Our decision, your choice.
See, this is why I have to edit, because I throw it to her and she just drops the ball. I'm not going to edit that out, and then everyone's going to be upset with how. Originally for our MC, we were going to have. We were going to do it through a service, through the DJ, right? But then we were at our Trent meeting. What?
She keeps staring at me.
Good thing we separated you two. So we were going to do it like, we were going to have it through the DJ service, and then the wedding coordinator, she said, like, that doesn't sound very personal. What? What's wrong?
That's Verhoeven laugh.
Yeah, I know. You get all four of them going at the same time. The space-time continuum rips open.
The hyenas.
I know. What were you laughing about? Did you fart?
She's going to take faces that mean?
Anyways, I'll get through it, and then we can start talking about the Jack and Jill. But Adam Love, a good friend of ours, is going to be our MC, as opposed to some stranger that was hired by our DJ, which at the time sounded like a good idea, but I think we were just kind of like new at this whole wedding thing. We were like, let's do it. Yeah, why not? What could go wrong? But the coordinator thought we'd be better off with a friend. Don't nod. They can't hear you nod.
Say yes, baby.
Oh my god. Sometimes I wonder if I could just do this show myself. I just need bumpers. I'll record Ashley saying random things throughout the day. Sounds good! Do the dishes. Ow, okay, stop it. Alright, let's talk about the Jack and Jill. I wanted to have a show before the Jack and Jill and after the Jack and Jill, but we ran out of time, and mainly because I wanted to have everybody on the show, because we've had Adriana, Jackie, Mitch, Connor, Katie, Emery, Rudy, they're all here. They were all planning this Jack and Jill, working on games and signs and stuff. But now it's all over. What did you think? Let's go with start with Ashley. Ashley, what did you think? What did you have fun at Jack and Jill?
That was a good time. There were some fun games.
What games did you... Well, good. Okay. Everybody say their favorite game, because I think those...
House it hanging!
Okay, one of you has to explain it. Caitlin, explain to me what how's it hanging. How's it hanging works.
No, thank you.
Okay, Emery.
Well, you get a string, you tie it around your waist.
Uh-huh.
And
banana.
At the end of it, there's a banana attached to it. So it's dangling in between your legs, and you have to get it moving. So because the object of the game is to get this orange...
In a hula hoop.
So you're going maybe... How far is it?
Between? I don't know. It was about, like, maybe 2 meters.
It was a good distance, but you have to get the movement, and it's all in the knees.
It's all in the rhythm.
Yeah. Everybody had their own unique technique. Like, when I did it, I, like, tried to use my hands, like, you know, like, kind of guide things.
But and it was to get the orange over the hula hoop. That was the hardest.
It was the rim shot that always made it tough, but... No,
was a great Canadian whack-off. That really makes me laugh.
Yeah, of course it did.
$2 a whack.
Mitch, I think Mitch, what he did was he wanted to do that game so he could spend the week just coming up with as many puns as he could in terms of talking about the great Canadian whack-off. For those who think we're just talking about masturbation, someone explain what the hell the game... What it entailed. Ashley, I'm going to throw it to you again.
Yeah, because I'm not going to laugh every time I say it.
I think you guys are mature enough that you can handle it. So what was the Great Canadian Whack-Off?
So you have a stump, and you have to try and get the nail into the stump all the way to it, all the way through it.
You have to get the nail into...
All the way into it.
Yeah.
And with a hammer and the least amount of wax.
Yeah,
and that came down to one whack, which was actually by Mitch Hines.
Really? No, there's a few
Uncle
people.
Uncle Paul,
but he left.
But he still...
Those are professional whackers, I tell you.
Jared.
Really?
Jared. Must have been up in there for that one.
They always say the young ones are better at it.
They don't have carpet puddles.
That was basically the entire night with that game, and Mitch kept going around. It's like, I'll give you a discount for whacking off, okay? You. And it was a lot of fun. Other games, big hit of the night was Plinko from Matt Kearney. He made a Plinko machine the night before, painted it all up in wedding colors, red and black.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Rudy.
He loved that game.
Rudy loved that game. Actually, I think it was funny because I was sitting at the table with Matt and Sarah, and Rudy was playing Plinko, and he got two X's in a row. Because basically how it worked was you drop the thing, and you were playing for a $50 gift card, and depending on what slot you got it in, 1, 2, 3, or X, you got the corresponding amount of raffle tickets towards the draw at the end of the night. And Rudy got two X's in a row, and all you hear through the entire venue is, fuck yeah! It was hilarious. And he didn't end up winning, though, which I think he was okay with. He just had a lot of fun playing Plinko. There was another game.
Junk in the Trunk,
which I think Xander was in the finals, from what I saw.
Xander won it.
And what was that game? Ashley.
Don't look at me.
What was that game? So you guys, look, I should explain that the ladies of the bridal party took on this event, so they came up with all these cool creative games. So when I say, what was that game, I expect you guys to chime in because you're the ones that came up with it.
Yeah.
So what was junk in the trunk?
It had Kleenex box attached to your butt.
Uh-huh.
And you had 6 ping pong balls in it, and you had to shake your trunk in order to get all the balls out in the fastest time. And Xander apparently knows how to shake his trunk.
Yeah. No,
his junk. His not
junk.
His trunk.
Wait, no.
Well, attach
your trunk. How to shake it.
The junk is the stuff in the trunk. So yeah, he knows how to she was right. Knows how to shake his trunk. Other games I think were, there was some card games and like
Pick the Joker,
the $100 serial number, which did really well. I think we sold all the squares for the card one, but you'd be surprised, there's just lots of great Jack and Jill games out there. And
I like the pie insurance too.
Oh, we did pie insurance.
Except did everybody buy the pie insurance?
Yeah. No, it was me, you, who supposedly weren't allowed to buy it.
Yeah, we took one to the face.
And then Xander and Katie and
Aaron.
And everybody else bought the pie insurance.
Yeah, everyone else did.
Wow.
Because it was better than the goldfish insurance.
So is that, well, okay, we'll come back to that. Now, is that why we were the only ones that got pie in the face and we waited to the very end of the night to do it?
Yeah.
Because nobody saw us get pie in the face. Now, I'm sure Rudy, I saw he posted a photo.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he got video, though.
No, I don't think so. No. He was too late.
He got video of a bunch of stuff.
That's because Xander came up to Caitlin and literally
said, and then went, boom!
Really?
Yeah, and I went after Aaron.
Aaron got Xander. I remember that.
Yeah, and then Xander got Katie.
And then I had to take my glasses off, so I was partially blind, so I'm trying to get Ashley while Ashley's getting me.
Oh, God.
And there's a picture on Facebook, which we'll include in the blog post, of like all the sort of posing, which is pie all over our faces. And I got to say, the venue people at the banquet center were good sports about it. We didn't make too much of a mess, and we cleaned up afterwards. So
we kept it to the end of the night, because I guess it does make the floor very slippery.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, it's not like we gave them an excuse to throw a fit, but they were very, I talked to them afterwards, and I thanked them, and they were super supportive, and... but anyways, let's go back to what you were saying about the goldfish insurance, which was at Jackie's, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that was just weird.
So what it was is, instead of the $2 per ticket for pie insurance, so you didn't get a pie in the face, if you didn't buy goldfish insurance, you had to eat a goldfish at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And two people ended up doing it. Yeah, a lot. Wow, one of them was alive.
One of them was dead by the end of the night.
That's just not right.
I think someone was arguing, I think it was Sarah was arguing, or somebody was arguing, that it was... animal cruelty.
That's right.
And that you could...
sushi.
Well, yeah, then that's the other argument. It's a delicacy. Yeah. And it's a goldfish, but I mean, like, hey, if PETA's listening, don't come after me. Yeah, we didn't do it. But no, two people ended up eating goldfish. And someone told... I just recently found out that one of them bit it in half.
Yeah, he bit it in half, and then the friend took it.
That was quite gross.
That's gross. Well... we had a good time at the Jack and Jill. So much of a good time that we didn't get home until 4, because we went to the...
A.M.
4 a.m., not p.m.
Woo! Party!
Yeah, we ended up going back to the hotel room, and then evidently...
Ronald McDonald had some fun.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald, jeez, that was something. we ended up going back to the hotel, and we wanted to get a cab, and I guess Belleville doesn't have cabs, so keep that in mind, folks. But yeah, that was the Jack and Jill. I think it was a huge success. Still more planning and parties to come. I think we're having a couple of get-togethers before the wedding, but not quite on the scale of the Jack and Jill, I think. So what do you think, guys? Was it successful? We had
Correct.
Fun.
Yeah, tons of fun.
Absolutely.
Good.
Take me all week to recuperate, but it was well worth it.
Oh, right.
Agreed.
You were in bed early.
Yeah, I was in bed early.
Yeah, we partied. Well, you slept.
I was surprised Ashley made it, to be honest. She's usually in bed at 10 a.m.
It was 2:30.
No, it was not. Yeah. It was 1:30.
No, it was 2:30. We weren't even back.
I don't remember, to be honest.
No, yeah. I went in the bath at like 2:30.
I was still awake.
I was after. No, you were in the bath after. After McDonald's.
Yes.
No, before McDonald's. Sorry.
I was still awake.
After McDonald's.
Really?
Because she came and brought me my fries in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. that shopping cart.
And Jackie still has a bruised tailbone.
Yeah, oh my god, I knew it. As soon as she was in the shopping cart, and as we're going down North Front, I see this big dip coming. Or no, like a bump, and I'm like, yeah. They don't see that. And then just boom. And she was fine 2 minutes afterwards, but we both said, like, the next morning she's going to be hurting. But no, we were up pretty late, and we were walking home with our shirts that said groom and bride. Everyone thought we'd gotten married.
Class. That's yeah. Belleville for you.
We had drawn on bow ties and like sparkles saying groom and bride. The shirts were really well done. Thank you, Katie. And
no
Ashley.
Problem.
There's pictures of those on. We'll have pictures of those. My mom sent me good pictures of them before they were kind of worn out over the evening. But yeah, that's the Jack and Jill. Any final thoughts on the Jack and Jill? Open floor? Ashley?
Nothing.
No?
Okay. I'd like to thank everyone who came.
Yeah, of course. What? Yeah.
For that support.
Thank you to everybody who supported us, was there, bought tickets, donated things. The silent auction was a huge success. Lots of great items went for amazing prices. The mystery boxes were a hit.
Yeah, they were fun.
People kept asking me, what's in that box?
Secret.
Well, can't tell you. Even though I told people whether they'd enjoy it, though. Which is kind of unfair, because I think that no matter what, they would have enjoyed it. But, yeah. So that's Jack and Jill. Thank you, everybody, for attending. And definitely supporting us by buying tickets and stuff. The tickets are still up on the website. We didn't get a chance to take those down. I'll leave them up for another week. So if you are interested, you didn't know we had a Jack and Jill, because I wanted to get an episode up before so we could talk about the online tickets. So I'll leave them up for a week after posting the show. If you want to support us and buy a couple tickets post-event, feel free. All that money goes towards the wedding and all that fun business. Now, finally, we have music requests from Ange. Good old Ange.
Mystery Ange. Still yeah. Don't know who this Ange is.
No. Well, we do, but we won't say. I think she used a synonym. No, wait. That's not right.
Synonym?
She used an alias because she's a secret agent. Yeah. we just have the system up here. So I'm going to play this, and then you guys have to tell me whether it's a must play, play if possible, do not play, and then we can actually break it down to like whether it would fit during. I'm explaining the rules to these two because they've never been on before, but we can even fit them in to like dinner, dance, whatever. So here's our first song.
Here in his eyes, where I took his glass of
that's
champagne.
A dance.
Dance song?
Oh, yeah, it's Garth Brooks.
This isn't actually.
Are
you going
to sing? Because I got friends in low places.
So, yeah.
Play.
You guys want
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you gotta play that.
Sure.
You gotta
best
play that.
So that's a. So what do you think? Like, that's a dance?
Here's no, that's definitely a dance.
We're gonna process this right now. So here's our options. We got must play, play if possible, do not play, pre-ceremony. So that's while everyone's getting seated. I don't think that works.
No.
Cocktail music. That's when.
No, it's dance.
Dinner
Ryan.
Music. So they don't have.
Listen to
so
me.
So everything else is dance. All right.
Listen
must
to me.
Play.
It's dance and
all right.
It's a must
all right.
Play.
Ange, thank you for sending that one in. We got two more here. Let's go for the next one here.
That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know,
who requested this?
This is Ange still.
Ange still, wow. That's another dance, too.
Really?
Yeah, that's definitely
it.
You
have to be
dancing
to that one.
Yeah. Jesse's
girl. Alright. Alright. I'm adding it to the dance must play.
Yeah.
See, Ashley's so like.
I didn't say must play. I just said dance.
So that's. Yeah. So must play is like it's going to play
oh,
at
okay.
The dance.
Okay.
Alright. So this one. Last one. I don't know what this is.
Me neither.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Do you recognize this? Sounds old.
Yeah, that, we're not playing that.
No. Denied.
Sorry, Ange. You almost had it. We should have a prize for somebody who, like, requests three songs and nails all three. Like, that was so close.
They get a free drink at the wedding.
Maybe. Okay, let's do that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, that was the last request from Ange. Sorry, Ange. You almost had it, but you didn't. You were so close. Yeah. So that's music requests. So I guess we're planning this on, like, just really quickly here. But in the future, if you do your music requests, send in... It's a max of three, right? You ran into that, didn't you, Katie? No? I think Adriana did.
Adriana did. It's a max of three.
It's a max of three requests?
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh, okay.
I was mad.
So you can do a max of three, and I think you can do three at a time. So, and then once they're processed, we can do them. So send in three requests. If you get those three songs added to the must play or one of the three other categories for the pre-ceremony and blah, 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 we will give you a free drink at the wedding.
I got this.
You got it? Well, you're underage.
You must be legal drinking age.
You gotta be legal drinking age.
No tailgate parties.
Yeah, right.
That wasn't very approved.
Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm going to stop you there. But anyways, you can do music requests by going to the website. RyanandAshley.ca. Before we leave, I want to thank everybody for joining me. The special guests, Bella, Zoe, and Ashley. No, I'm just kidding. Katie, thank you.
What about Anne Marie?
I'm saving the best for last.
AMV.
Anne Marie. AMV. Almost kind of like AF.
FB.
Yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos. But yeah, thanks for joining us.
American. Most wanted.
No. No. I'm going to get us out of here before anything else embarrassing happens. But you can visit our website at ryanandashley.ca. Have a question or comment for us to address on the show? Send your emails to podcast@ryanandashley.ca. If you subscribe to the show via... I'm trying to get out of here as quickly as possible. Via iTunes, please consider leaving us a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Finally, you can follow me on Twitter @rmurphy. Ashley, where can the listeners find you?
Facebook.
You say that every... But your Facebook's locked down.
And?
Do you have a website?
Nope.
You have a... whatever. Katie, where can the listeners find you? Do you have anything you want to plug?
Twitter or Facebook?
What's your Twitter? Where can people follow you? The Adventures of the Littlest Bridesmaid.
I don't remember what my Twitter name is.
She doesn't remember.
I just changed it.
You changed it. Probably changed it to...
She's too embarrassed to
Katie
say.
Katie Forever. She is, I can tell. Emery, where can people find you?
Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You post about Jesse's Girl and all that?
Oh, yeah, Jesse's Girl.
All right. Well, that's been So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. Thanks to my two lovely guests for joining us, Bella and Zoe, and the others.
And the others? And the others. Excuse me.
It's always been so well behaved. You guys were swearing and burping and farting. It's not... You guys don't get that.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll be back sooner than we were last time. I say that every week, but this time I mean it. All right?
Peace out.
We'll see you on the other side, folks.
Bye.
Farewell.